Scott Becker with a very quick market update this morning. First, the market indexes fell yesterday as follows. The S&P fell 0.28%, the Dow 0.14%, the Nasdaq 0.18%. After a great month of July, I'm afraid we're in for some damage in early August. Second, markets are set to fall further this AM, down half a point to a percentage point, and we'll see how that goes, how it plays through. Third, Treasury yields are also softening. For those that are long-term savers, this is a bit concerning. The 10-year Treasury is down to 2.6%. It's actually below 2.6% for the first time in a long time. The 1 year is holding at about 3%, which is closer to where the Fed, you know, it's more linear with the Fed funds rate. And then the 3 year is down again at 2.77%. So you have this inverted yield keep curve that the economists always talk about. We'll see how it goes. Fourth, oil dropped back to $94 a barrel. We should see some relief at the pump due to that, at least over time. And finally, fifth, Bitcoin dropped to 23,000. Now, I had bought Bitcoin way up in the 40s or 50s, sold it at 19. The fact that I sold it is probably the reason it's going back up. And I know that's so egotistically, but I say that more jokingly about the fact that I timed this very poorly. But I did time it to take tax losses and basically given up on Bitcoin, other than the alternative of maybe putting a little bit in as a gamble again, but it'll be a lot less than I put in originally. So it is what it is. Anyways, that's our quick market update today. Markets down, Treasury yield softer, oil softer, Bitcoin softer, all in all, the economy looking a little softer this morning. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Podcast.